Following program is from the KDRT Archives.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Pete Pastore, along with Jeannie. Jeannie, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing well, and it's nice to be back.
It is nice to be back. Normally, before the COVID lockdown, we would be broadcasting live from the studio, interviewing musicians and guests. But now, our first show since the shutdown started, so it's our first show in about 2 months, if not more.
Just the two of us.
And just the two of us doing it remotely. But today's show, we're going to focus. We're going to focus on two different artists. One is Josh Wisterman from Woodland, California, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he's been doing during his shutdown. And then later on, we're going to talk to three members of the Gold Souls. I was going to say Jeannie, an up-and-coming band, but they've created a name for themselves already. And another
very nice photo in the Sac B last week.
Yes, they're all over media. So we'll be talking to them about what they're doing. What have you been doing, Jeannie, during this shutdown?
What have I been doing? A lot of cooking, a lot of eating, a lot of reading, a lot of gardening. Sounds familiar, huh?
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Well, we're both retired, so, you know, our life hasn't changed all that much with this lockdown, except our social life has gone to smithereens and no live music.
Right. And Peter has become an aficionado bread baker, which is very exciting.
And I love doing it. Well, we're going to open the show with a song from Stealth Ulvang, who's been on the show. Stealth is a wanderer of the world, singing his tunes to small venues and large arenas, if not large stadiums. Travels all over the world constantly. And now he's also in a shutdown mode. But I'm going to play one of his songs from an album he did a few years ago, Close My Eyes, and I think the lyrics have something to say about what's going on today. So we'll catch you guys at the other end of this. Take a listen. Close My Eyes, Stealth Moving.
Got a chip on my shoulder. Got a ghost in my hall. When I feel a bit older, it's strange you start feeling small. Cause we all got some weakness and we all got some hurt. Shoot the moon in the darkness and our bullets end in the dirt. No, I won't be forgiven. It's such a lonely living. But who's to blame? I like to roll through a city, I like to stay till the spring. Got an itch to keep moving and I'm washed away with the rain. Like the filth of the weather, my feathers all tattered and teased. Lay the ink on the pages all trampled, torn and creased. No, I'm just like that ribbon. The more you tie, the shorter living. And who's to blame? Trouble's still standing, then ain't you glad that it rained? Cause we're all just lovers to hardship and we go to bed with the time. lock the door in the morning, though we'll shut the door with a sigh. Oh, I won't be mistaken. Life taken for granted ain't a life worth taking. But who's to blame? So I thank you for all the troubles. Thank you for those rocky seas. On a pitch black night, we're always seeing double. On a pitch black night, it's all the same to me. If I close my eyes, it always helps me breathe. If I close my eyes, it's all the same to me. If I close my eyes, it's all the same to me.
Our first guest today is Joshua Westerman from Woodland, California. He's a guitarist that's played all over town. Most people probably know him because of his wonderful ability to make his guitar sing all sorts of jazzy things. But he's also been in a few groups, plays all over town in different bars, different venues. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about not only what he's been doing, but let's just start off with, I think, Joshua, you also started your own little jazz trio.
Yeah, I really just try to play with anyone I can. Right. There's so many great musicians around here. I love playing with Jim Frink, Levi Sailua, Nico Martinez, like any of the jazz people, you know.
Right, right.
Good time.
And you're also in a very popular group in this area, and that's the Midnight Dip.
Yeah. Liz Catt leads that band. She does a great job, great songwriter.
Right.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
So, and we're going to end this conversation later on with one of your songs, and we've selected a song called I'm Still So Happy, in which you started using your vocals also instead of just your fingers.
Yeah, I you know Casey Lipka?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a friend, and we got together to write some songs a couple of years ago now. Okay. And she was the person that got me to think like, oh, I can have some good ideas for lyrics and stuff like that.
Right.
And I started listening to bands like Wilco, and I started listening to the Daniel Johnson a little bit, going like, right. Oh, okay, like if these people can sing, you know, like I can do it if I want, you know. And so I started messing with it, and it's fun. I need have a long way to go to sound the way I want to, but I enjoy doing it.
Your low range is beautiful.
Oh yeah,
low sound. Have you had voice lessons?
Well, I went to a performing arts high school in Natomas.
Okay.
And I did like a vocal ensemble there briefly, and kind of learned some basic vocal technique, I suppose. I don't know if I use it still, but yeah.
So do you miss performing? I mean, you used to go around playing, especially in bars and restaurants and that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so great just for like maintaining your skills.
Right.
You know? Because you have, when you're practicing and it's just you, like sometimes you're not the best judge of what's going on. You know, it's so nice to be able to bounce stuff off of a listening audience or even a half listening audience.
Right.
Kind of get an idea of how you're doing.
Right.
And I really just miss the playing with another person, you know.
Right.
It's gone.
So during the shutdown, has that affected your creative process of writing music? Creating music, creating lyrics, positively or negatively?
Yeah, I think it's helped in a way because I don't have anything to do but try to get better and try to make things. It can be kind of like feel like there's no reason for me to do this right now. There's nothing going on, but I've been trying to make like a recording every week and stay sharp, but you know, there's no excuses. So there's all the time in the world to get it done.
Right. Right. So, on Instagram, I enjoy your almost daily improvisations.
Yeah. I'm trying to do that. Figure it's easy enough to turn the camera on for a minute.
Right. Right.
Record something.
Yeah. Very cool. So those are just, you sit down and you just start strumming.
Yep. Just kind of the first thing that comes up and, you know, sometimes I'll do another take if it's like, okay, that was silly.
Right.
But I think it's a good practice. I really love improvised music. I just want to, hopefully, you know, 20, 30 years from now, I'll be pretty good at it.
Right. Well, you're young enough that you can look that far forward. How's that?
Yeah.
So, but what about like with not only the Gold Soul, your bandmates, but the other people you mentioned you're working with? How are they reacting to or not reacting to this shutdown and not being able to do what you guys do?
Yeah, well, I know some people that are still getting together with this cool, you know, that they're like, yeah, okay, you know, it's a small band.
Right.
We're going to get together once a week and play. You know, okay. I know some people that are doing that and getting together that way. It seems like everyone is just figuring out how to record.
Right.
And figuring out how to write. I know everyone I know that was, you know, everyone's getting a job right now. I just got a job at a grocery store.
Really? Which one?
I'm at the Food for Less.
When you were playing at the Kava Bar, we had this conversation about the creative juices and writing and performing in that. I'd love to get into that with you, so I'll have you back for the hour for that.
Right on. Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Cool. Okay, very good. Well, thank you. Good luck to you. And we're going to be playing a song that you not only wrote but performed in, correct?
Yes.
I'm Still So Happy.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, well, thanks, Josh. And stay safe.
All right. Likewise. Later.
I'm still so happy from yesterday. How enchanted my heart is. Are you enchanted too? Please don't just say it for my sake. I want you to be true. I know I sing when I'm sleeping. I need to know.
Joshua Westerman, you know, that song is not a song you're going to dance to, but I'll tell you what, that song is written from the heart, played from the heart. There's a lot of emotion in that song. Yeah. great to listen to. Thanks, Joshua. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye now. On the line with me today are three members of the Gold Souls. We've got Juniper Waller, Billy D. Thompson, and Alex. Help me here. It's not Severson.
Severson.
That's it. Severson. Yes. I'm always getting that wrong. Alex is on keys. Billy, I guess Billy the D, what does this actually stand for? I'm just assuming it's drums.
Yeah, that works. It's, okay. It stands for four different things.
All righty. And Juniper, you're strictly vocals, right?
Yep.
Okay. So here we are. We're in a shutdown. You guys are all in different parts of the city. And what do you miss most about not performing?
Well, I certainly miss just connecting with people, just the energy in the room.
Right.
So many bands are doing like online things right now, and it's really cool to see. And it's nice having access to all of that, but I definitely miss like the energy in the room, you know, and having the audience to like feed off of and everything.
Right. It's not the same.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Juniper?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, definitely. Just miss that. And I don't know. Yeah, I almost miss all the grunt work of it even. It's been long enough that I'd be down to just go, like, you know, set up some gear and break it down.
I was on your website earlier this morning, before I get to you, Alex. I was on earlier this morning. It was so sad to see future shows, none.
I know.
So sad. Alex, how about you? What do you miss about not performing?
Yeah, and I mean, I think that, you know, what Billy and Junior were saying about connecting with the audience, but also, you know, connect with the band and, you know, like,
yeah,
there's something really special when, you know, everybody hits the one together and the entire audience just goes like, oh, snap, you know, that immediate.
Yeah, yeah. When are you guys practicing it all together, or are you staying apart also?
We are staying apart for the most part. I mean, okay. We did a live stream last week, and we're going to do some other ones. So pretty soon on the website, there actually will be a couple shows. They're going to be live stream shows that we're going to put up there so that it doesn't look so sad. But so we're... We're pretty much staying apart, and then sometimes we're, you know, getting together and doing things outside or doing things very carefully in masks.
Yeah. Okay. When I listen to your music, your recorded music, it's nice, it's tight, it's funk, it's fun. But live, each one of the individual performers really comes alive. It's a completely different vibe. So I can imagine how that part of it you're missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty hard to capture all that on a recording, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So which one of you does all the writing?
It's a mix. For pretty much every Gold Soul song, you know, it kind of changes between who, you know, brings forward a concept and, you know, it's got different stages that it goes through.
Right. But
Forgot It, I did a lot of the writing, and Juniper and I knocked out the second verse, and then when we got into recording, Billy really stepped up, and we had a lot of arrangement stuff, and then I think, like, that secondary, like, keys line, some synth work, all sorts of stuff. So it's really a collaborative thing.
If for those of you listening, if you want to see an awesome website of a musical group, go to the Gold Souls. You guys just really hit it out of the park there. Who does your photography? All of your pictures are just stunning.
Yes, the fabulous Lauren LJ here in Sacramento. She's at Drum Photos on Instagram.
Okay.
I think her website, if anyone has her website,
I think it's LJELLEJAYE.com.
I think you're right.
But yeah. I mean, the photos, some of them are just, yeah, especially the one with that old white Cadillac.
Oh, it's a gold Cadillac, Peter.
Oh, a gold one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Billy, you seemed right at home in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could use one of those laying around. That would feel homely to me.
My car would fit in that trunk.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah. During this shutdown, are you guys, writing-wise, creating more or less? Is that affecting your creativity? You're artists, so something has to happen here.
Mm-hmm. So for me, the very first week of quarantine, I like pulled out my guitar and just like started writing all these new songs. And like, so the first few weeks I was like, really like, I'm going to write all this music and put out my own album and all this stuff. And
right.
Then on week three, I remembered how much work it is to write a whole song by yourself. And then, you know, it's just, that's a really cool thing about the Gold Souls, I think, is that so many of us will like have a cool idea and kind of have the light bulb. But so often I feel like as artists, it gets frustrating trying to pull the like light bulb out of like, you know, and put it in the socket and make it like a usable thing.
Right.
And so this band has a really cool process for like arranging and putting the music together when we're all together working in these rehearsals and songwriting sessions we do. And so I started out feeling like I was going to be able to write a lot of stuff, and then like kind of was like, man, I need my band, you know?
Yeah. How about you, Juniper?
Well, I've collaborated with Billy a little bit. I wrote some lyrics for an instrumental that he recorded early on. And so that was fun. But that's honestly, that's the only song I think that I've really written during this time so far. I don't know. It's not that I'm feeling blocked creatively so much as I feel like I'm just like resting. I really feel like I'm incorporating what's going on in a very like thorough and healthy way. And for me right now, there's not a lot of songwriting that's going on, but I'm doing a lot of journaling and a lot of dreaming, and like my dreams are crazy and my imagination's happening. And so, yeah, for me, it's more of like a meditative time, but then we're also still recording. So Billy and I see each other. We're on the same quarantine, and so and so I've been going over to the home studio and doing some of the vocals for our album here and there. And so we're still working on stuff.
And your vocals are stunning. Let me tell you that. Oh, absolutely, you. Alex. How about you?
Yeah, it's kind of changed a lot. You know, the first couple of weeks I was really adamant about, you know, practicing a bunch and writing a lot, and we started getting into live streaming and working on that, and I've been trying to build up this venue called The Remedy Review, and so for the last like month or so, that's really eaten up a lot of time, was trying to be able to get other people to be able to live stream.
Right. The Gold Souls have a webpage. I didn't mention what the web address is, but I believe it's thegoldsouls.com.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, on that website, you will see a list of where you can listen to their music, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, I think you're on, and a few others. So you got, anyone can check that out and take a listen. And like I said before, the music has an element of funk and fun to it. Is that done on purpose?
Yes. Yes, it is. So. Definitely. Our, you know, part of our mission is to make music that people can dance to and have fun to, but that still has a lot of meaning and significance.
Right. Good. And the other two members of the band, we didn't mention that. I know Lace does your bass, right?
Jace.
Okay, Jace does the bass. And there's one other person I'm missing.
And Darius.
Yeah.
On guitar.
Okay. Well, we're going to be playing next the song Got It. When was this recorded?
I think we started recording it, or at least the version that it is now, like maybe last August, we were starting to like really lay down.
Okay.
That sounds right.
But yeah, this, it went through kind of a metamorphosis once it was in the studio. We had to trim it. It was like 6 minutes long, and you know, folks were telling us like, you know, it's, if you're trying to make like a single that people are going to actually listen to the whole thing, it's got to be right. A little shorter. We just keep writing all these like 6-7 minute long songs.
Right.
We're used to being in the context of shows where you, people want to dance, but
right.
The modern attention span is not quite allows for 6 minute songs. So we had to cut a bunch of stuff out of it and redo it. But the final product turned out to be pretty cool, I think, even though it took some extra effort to get an arrangement that fit a little 3 minutes and 30 seconds. But yeah, I think it turned out cool.
Good. And like I said, we will listen to it, but let me ask you one question before we go to that. And any one of you can answer. I'm a vinyl guy. Are you planning a vinyl sometime in the future? Or do you have one? I looked online. I couldn't find one.
We have the vinyl of our full-length album, Good to Feel, that came out in 2018. We got to get you a copy of that. But yes, we have that.
Okay. I didn't see that online. I was going to order one.
You know, that whole system, we still need to do some work on that, because that would be us mailing it out, and that would require us to, you know, have our situation together. So we'll work on that. We'll definitely try to get you a copy. But yeah, we love vinyl, and we'd definitely like to do more vinyl in the future. So when this full-length album comes out, hopefully later this year, hopefully vinyl will be on the docket.
Perfect. Well, thank you all for joining me. Stay safe, stay creative. Hope I can see you in the very near future.
Yeah, us too.
And let's take a listen to the Gold Souls with their new single, Got It.
Impossible is only just a word. Should've known better than to ruffle up your feathers. Maybe, but don't deny me the fun I earn. I can't relate when you talk that hate. We're feeling great, you can grab a plate. The table's big enough for all of y'all. If you're feeling down, let me fix your crown. I've been all around. Shines even when she's off the stage. For the young and old, for the rich and poor, they share her glow all across the globe. Like a rising tide lifts all ships in the bay. Before her, time to rest on the ocean bed. Paint your world in purple, pink, and gold. She'll be there for your victories and sing you love-struck symphonies. Gather round. Thank you.
got it. I hope you guys got it. That is one heck of a brand new song that we just listened to from the Gold Souls. Wow.
The Davis Art Center offers classes and programs to inspire creative expression for people of all ages. The center offers more than 1,000 arts-related classes every year, including courses in music, dance, and martial arts. For more information, call 530-756-4100 or visit at davisartcenter.org to get their current schedule and times.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. During this shutdown, and I call it shutdown, it's really a lockdown, it's because of the COVID-19. And because of that, we lost one of America's prime singer-songwriters. John Prine was considered, I guess, the Bob Dylan on the countryside. His lyrics spoke to you in so many different ways, and he will be greatly missed. He played all over the country with so many different musicians. And we're thankful that since the 70s, he's given us a treasure full of wonderful, wonderful songs and lyrics. So in honor of John, we're going to play one of his tongue-in-cheek songs, Quit Hollering At Me.
Your big French fry. I don't want your car. I don't want to buy no soap from no washed up movie star. You are so much louder than the show I want to hear. With your sugarless gum, gee, but I'm dumb, non-alcoholic beer. It's enough to make a grown man blow up his own TV. Quit a hollering at me. Quit a hollering at me. I heard of you the first time. I heard of myself say, seems like the little woman is getting bigger every day. You don't have to tell the neighbors, a little silence ain't no sin. They already think my name is, where in the hell you been? Louder, 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 louder constantly. Quit a hollering at me. Quit a hollering at me. Sound around, just me and the fence post staring each other down. Nothing but a big bunch of nothing driving me insane. 'Cause there ain't no voice that's louder than the one inside my brain. Hey, you go on, go on and let me be. When I holler, quit a hollering at me. Whoa.
John Prine, Quit Hollering at Me, from his Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings CD. And I would imagine that was recorded sometime, I would guess, in the late 90s, more than likely. Thank you, John. Rest in peace.
The UC Davis Good Life Garden contains an ever-changing edible landscape of organic, seasonal, and sustainably grown vegetables, herbs, and flowers. The garden also provides information on how to grow, harvest, buy, and cook seasonally with great taste and high nutrition in mind. For more information, call 530-752-6741. Or visit goodlifegarden.ucdavis.edu.
Thank you, Jeannie. Well, you know, I'm listening, or we were listening to the Gold Souls a while back, a nice little funky, soulish, danceable tune, and that made me think about an old CD I have. This goes way back to the 70s. Glenn Moore, who was a bass player, lives in Portland. I believe he still does, and I think he taught music at Portland State, I believe, but I'm not 100% sure. But anyways, I'm going to play a track of his called Hawaiian Shuffle. And yes, it's not quite soul music like I told you that the Gold Souls got me in the mood for, but this has a nice funky jazzy touch to it. And somehow, way back in the canyons of my mind, Glenn Moore came up. So let's take a listen. Thank you. Glenn Moore. The album is entitled Introducing Glenn Moore, bass player, Hawaiian Shuffle. All right, before we get into the next tune, I want to say that I've been working, this whole thing is being recorded through GarageBand. I bought some new equipment, got a brand new mic. I might have to put up some insulation here, but this is a work in progress. So if it sounds a little amateurish, it is, because this is my first go around at it. But I hope the feeling of the show, Listening Lyrics, comes through as we continue doing this, interviewing guests and talking to them about how they see themselves as artists in the music scene. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that in the coming weeks. But we've got a few minutes left, so let's play some more tunes. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Okay, let me just jump in here and say that those little tidbits of music you're hearing during, well, the segues between one section of this show to the other is a tune that is an instrumental from Stealth Ulvang's album and, as always, The Infamous Cosmos. All right, next up, Terence Trent D'Arby. He was probably most famous 30 years ago now, I would imagine, 25, 30 years ago. But we're going to be playing one of his bigger hits back in those days, If You All Get to Heaven.
Travel. Say a prayer for righteous folks. But most of all, please say a prayer for me. If you all get to heaven,
say a prayer for my mother, say a prayer for my mother,
say a prayer for my mother.
Most of all, you gotta say a prayer for me.
Well, folks, it's hard to believe, but we've almost reached the end of the hour. I am so glad to be back behind the mic. I am so glad I got to interview wonderful wonderful artists that spread their joy and their talent. So a big thank you to Joshua Westerman. And also to the Gold Souls, three of their members joined us on this show. Juniper, Billy, and Alex, thank you, all three of you. Would love to have you back sooner than later, but what I'd even love more is to see you guys playing, to see an actual live performance. Can you imagine what that's like after 2.5 months of not hearing live performances? It's hard to believe. But anyways, we're going to go out here with the final song. And this time it's from Ray Charles, where he teams up with Nora Jones, singing Here We Go Again. Beautiful little tune, done wonderfully. And I hope to see you all next week, where we'll have another show for Listening Lyrics. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis. Thank you.
I've been there before. You know what? I'll try it again.
you'll break my